This is Ozarks at Large. The state's Agriculture Department has organized an Arkansas Festival grant program. The department will administer $45,000 in one-time funding made available to the Arkansas Livestock and Poultry Commission for Arkansas festivals featuring an agricultural or forestry product, commerce, or theme. Zachary Taylor, Director of Marketing for the Arkansas Agriculture Department, says the money for the program has been funded by the state legislature. Earlier this week, I reached Taylor by phone in his Little Rock office to learn more about the grant program.
Here in Arkansas, we have a number of festivals, everything from the Bradley Pink Tomato Festival to the Hope Watermelon Festival. You know, there's a rice festival in there. There's a catfish festival. And, you know, it was felt that these festivals are important to the quality of life and the economy in cities and towns across the state. And so that's why we as the Arkansas Agriculture Department was asked to facilitate this grant.
And who all is eligible to apply for the grant? You guys have a total of $45,000 to give out to people in different increments.
Who is eligible for this is the a fiscal agent of a county or city government. And the way that works is the fiscal agent being the mayor and city council or the county judge and quorum court, fills out the application, sends it in to us. A lot of what we're seeing is the management for these festivals within these towns and cities and counties, they're taking it to their city and county fiscal agents and filling it out, getting them to sign off of it, and then sending it in to us.
I noticed on your website, one of the things that you ask is that the festival is an annual one, and it can be one that exists or one that will exist. So are you hoping to receive applications from folks trying to start new festivals?
We are. This is one-time money. And so, we hope that even though it is only one-time money, that this might, light a spark somewhere that could bring new festivals to the state of Arkansas.
Why is it important to have these new festivals? Have you seen a decline in these types of festivals in the years as, say, things have become perhaps less rural in some parts of the state?
And I really can't name off the top of my head any that have disappeared. In some places, their turnout in the years past haven't been as great as they were in decades past, but really kind of across the board, a lot of your festivals, especially like in Northwest Arkansas, have kept going on over the years.
Well, the agricultural industry is the state's largest industry, and it provides more than $17 billion to the economy. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And
one in six jobs.
So with these festivals, does it help promote the ag? Is that the idea, is to help promote the agricultural economy here in the state?
It is. Nowadays, most people, even here in Arkansas, are either third or fourth generation removed from the farm. And if you go out on the streets, be it here in Little Rock or even the streets in Fayetteville or Jonesboro or Pine Bluff or anywhere, you'll run into a majority of people that don't realize how big agriculture is in the state of Arkansas. The overall economy here in Arkansas is about $100 billion economic impact. Agriculture is a $17 billion economic impact, so 17% of our state's economy is agriculture. And I think these festivals do a really good point of pointing out to people that, agriculture is really still rooted pretty deep in Arkansas's economy.
Now, we've talked about perhaps people wanting to start a new festival and how this money could help them. How can this help somebody who already has a festival up and running? Have some of those been suffering monetarily?
A lot of programs across the state have suffered due to the downturn in the economy that happened a couple years ago. Talking to a lot of these managers of these festivals, it hasn't put any out of business, but with the downturn in the economy that most people experienced, they have seen their budgets limited. And the one nice thing about the money that we're offering is, we offer up to a maximum of $5,000. And, something like that for some festivals, that might cover, half of their festival. For other festivals, that might cover an event that they have at that festival. And a real good example of our money being able to cover an event is there's a steak cook-off here in Arkansas, and they have a competition the night before. That's an eating competition. And in that competition, they purchase a large amount of beef that's very costly. And so, you know, our fund, if that festival applies for it and is granted those funds, they'll offset that cost. And so it just takes some of the risk off of them. Because on some of these festivals are done non-profitly, where in others of these festivals around the state are funded by their quorum courts and their city councils.
From your standpoint at the Arkansas Agriculture Department, why is it important to have things like these festivals in order to educate Arkansas residents about the importance of agriculture in the state? You know, because like you said, lots of folks are several generations removed from the farm.
Well, you know, I think it's important to have these festivals and educate Arkansans on the importance of agriculture in the state, because going back to what I said earlier, you know, agriculture is a $17 billion economic impact in the state. And, you know, agriculture has been important in our state economy since before the founding of the state in the 1830s. And one great thing about Arkansas is that we are centrally located here in the U.S., in the Mississippi River Delta, so we're in just the superb place for agriculture. And I think it's, you know, important for Arkansans to know that, because not only are they being fed by the agriculture sector, but we're feeding the world. And when you look at our three major companies here in the state, in Northwest Arkansas, you know, all three of those are involved in and got their start in by agriculture in some form. And so, you know, that's what I think makes those festivals important, is that people understand that heritage and understand that that's a driver of the Arkansas economy.
Zachary Taylor is the Director of Marketing for the Arkansas Agriculture Department. We spoke by phone earlier this week. Applicants for the grant program may apply for a minimum of $1,000 and up to a maximum of $5,000. Grant funds may be used for operating and program expenses and must be spent within 1 year. Applications must be received by 4:30 p.m. January 24th of 2014. More information is available at aad.arkansas.gov.